Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lighting's
ready.
Cameras. Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Latest information to catch you up on this Saturday. Thanks for listening to Action Frames. I am Paula for Info Express.
And this is Rebecca. How's your May Day vacation?
Not bad. Actually, I've started to wait for my Dragon Boat Festival vacation.
It's pretty good to have two short vacations in a month. Well, back to today's topic. In the beginning of May, we've already had movies like Guardians of the Galaxy Vol. 2, Battle of Memories, Dango on screen. Have you seen one of them?
Of course. You know, I'm a big fan of Marvel. There's another movie I'm interested in called King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, which will be released on May the 12th.
Sounds historical and legendary.
The movie is based on the book The Death of Arthur, written by Thomas Malory on the 15th century. Guess who's the director? Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie? I'm interested now. Whoa, Charles Harnon is the King Arthur in the movie, and Jude Law will play the role of his uncle.
Young Arthur saw his parents brutally killed by his uncle and he was deprived of the throne. He forgot his true identity and grew up in the town.
But once he pulls the sword from the stone, he is forced to acknowledge his true legacy. Great changes have taken place in his life. He has to accept his real mission to overthrow the reign of his uncle.
Just like a movie version of Game of Thrones. Oh, you know what? Your favorite Johnny Depp will be back soon in Pirates of the Caribbean. Dead men tell no tales.
Such a long name, but Captain Jack Sparrow is back. On this fifth installment of Pirates of the Caribbean movies, Jack's luck has run out.
Captain Jack Sparrow finds Captain Salazar has released the most deadly ghost pirates of the sea from the Devil's Triangle. The ghost pirates hound on every single pirate on sea, including Jack himself.
Captain Jack's only hope of survival lies in seeking out the legendary trident of Poseidon. This weapon is the most powerful weapon, and the owner gets control of all seas.
Is Jack going to collect this powerful weapon, and can he ensure he's not going to get killed by Captain Salazar and his pirate ghosts? So what will the adventure be like? I can't wait to see it.
Me too. By the way, one of my favorite animated series, Rick and Morty Season 3, has back. If you are an old driver, don't miss it.
It's an animated series on Adult Swim channel, so you can know how adult it is. It's about the infinite adventures of Rick and his grandson Morty.
Rick is a genius alcoholic and careless super scientist. Morty is a 14-year-old anxious boy who is not so smart, but always tries to lead his grandfather with his own moral compass.
Together they explore the infinite universes, causing mayhem and running into trouble.
American version of Doraemon? Not really. Rick and Morty is full of sexual sensations and violence, and it's more bloody, interesting, and irony.
Well, with so much being said, I believe you have already gotten the information you need. Let's shift our attention to today's movie, Singing in the Rain, and welcome Storyboard. This is Apollo.
And this is Rebecca. See you.
Out of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Action Frames Storyboard. I'm Jake.
This is Echo. Great show for you tonight. The most famous musical film called Singing in the Rain.
So let's give our audience a brief introduction first. John Lockwood and Lena Lomond are famed Hollywood duo, making films at the tail end of the silent era. The studio has been using PR suggesting that they are a romantic item. In reality, they can barely stand one another. One night, while on the town with his best friend Cosmo Brown, Lockwood has to run to escape fans who want a piece of him badly enough that they literally rip his clothes to shreds. He hops over a number of moving vehicles and ends up in the passenger seat of Casey Seldon's car.
Don seems immediately taken with her, but she gives him the cold shoulder. She said she's an actress with a love of theater, and she looks down on film acting. Later, Don discovered that she was inflating the truth a bit, as she sees Seldon performing as a cute song and dance girl at the industry party he's attending. She runs out of the party, and Don chases after her. But he's too late. While he tries to track her down, he, Lamont, and their studio have to deal with the changing nature of film in 1927, made much more difficult by the fact that Lamont may look glamorous, but she talks more like Fran Drescher in The Nanny.
Aside from the more serious aspects of the plot, Singing in the Rain is a great success as a romance and a musical. It also has an astoundingly rich technical look, and it is charmingly humorous. Kelly and Reynolds click on screen, even if off-screen Kelly, who also co-directed and co-choreographed, was famously difficult to work with. He drove Reynolds so hard that her feet literally started bleeding at one point.
And the songs are great. They're worked into the story well, which is perhaps surprising given that most of them weren't written specifically for this film. And the choreography is impeccable, frequently jaw-dropping and always aesthetically wondrous and sublime. If for nothing else, the film is worth the look for its often aesthetic dance numbers, which can resemble Jackie Chan's Shaolin martial arts stunts as much as dancing. It's also imperative viewing for cultural literacy in the realm of film.
But the more serious aspects of the plot are fascinating as well. In a significant way, Singing in the Rain is about a film technology. Film technology is the hinge of the plot. We see studio head R.F. Simpson demonstrating some films at the party where Lockwood sees Seldon for the second time, providing two big turning points at once. There are sequences of actors heading off to direct coaches, as happened in reality once Sound entered the scene, and also in reality as in the film some actors' careers were jeopardized by having to suddenly master a new skill.
While there are many musicals alike, as much as Singing in the Rain, this is one of the better-loved examples of the genre, and for good reason. Any musical lover has surely seen this already, and if not, they should run out now and pick it up on DVD. If you're relatively unfamiliar with classic Hollywood musicals, this is one of the best places to start. Oh, how time flies. It's time to say goodbye. I'm Echo, and for more information on the amazing movie Singing in the Rain, stay with us on Action Phrase.
And this is today's storyboard. I'm Jake. See you.
Tired of the loneliest work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
My dear Casey, our love will last till the stars turn cold. How lucky I am to meet you in destiny. It's you who wake me up from my awful deprived. It's you who entered my own silence and bring me the sound. You're the only talking picture of my world. I'm the one with the crack who's seen it in the rain. But instead of the rain, it's the light of you that goes inside of me. Nice to meet you rather than hearing you. The real Casey behind the picture, behind my world. Yours, Donnie.
Clip 1.
I had to tell you how good you were.
Excuse me.
Now that I know where you live, I'd see you home.
Now listen, Miss Lockwood.
Hey, who is this dame anyway?
Someone loved Ian far above us all. She couldn't learn anything from the movies. She's an actress on the stage.
Here's one thing I've learned from the movies.
I will kill her.
Lena, she was aiming at me.
You never look lovelier.
It was an accident.
It happens to me 5 to 6 times a day.
Where is she?
Danny?
Excuse me, where would Miss Seddon go?
She grabbed her things and bolted. Anything I can do?
Sorry, I didn't have time to find her.
Clip 2.
I looked for you at the Wally Ray's party. Where are you?
I've been busy.
Here's light on.
And I know what you've been busy at. Looking for that girl.
As a matter of fact, yes.
Why?
I've been worried about her.
You should be worried about me. I'm the one who got the whipped cream in the kisser.
Yes, but you didn't lose your job, and she did.
You're done tooting she did. I'd arranged it.
What?
They weren't gonna fire her, so I told them they'd better.
What?
Don't. Now remember, you're madly in love with her, and you have to overcome her shyness. Cosmo, mood music. Roland. Okay, Dom, now enter. You see her, run to her.
Why, you rotten snake, you got the poor kid fired.
That's not all I'm gonna do if I ever get my hands on her.
I never heard of anything so low.
Fine, looks great.
What did you do it for?
Because you liked her, I could tell.
So that's it. Believe me, I don't like her half as much as I hate you. You reptile.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
I'd like to break every bone in your body.
You and who else, you big lummox?
Now kiss her, Dom. That's it. More. Great. Cut.
Clip 3.
That's stupendous.
Thanks, Casey. Come here. This will start a trend in musical pictures. Mr. Simpson's thinking about casting you as their sister.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Simpson.
Hey, Kathy. That's Kathy Seldon.
Thanks, anyway. It was nice of you.
Wait a minute.
That's all right. Before Mr. Lockwood refreshes your memory, you may as well know I'm the girl who hit Mr. Lamont with the cake. Believe me, it was meant for Mr. Lockwood. Goodbye, I'm sorry. I should have told you.
Wait a minute. What this is all about?
We're gonna use her, but if it made you and Linda unhappy.
Unhappy? It's wonderful.
He's been looking for her.
Are you speaking for Lena also?
The owner of the Cognac Group may do what Lena tells him, but you're the head of the studio.
Yes, I am the head of the studio. She's hired. Don't let Lena know she's on the lot. That's settled. Take care of that.
Thank you, Miss Simpson.
I'm glad you turned up. We've looking inside every cake in town.
Clip 4.
Till the stars turn cold. Oh, Casey, I love you. I can't wait till this picture's finished. No more secrecy. I'm gonna let Lena and everyone know.
Your fans will be bitterly disappointed.
From now on, there's only one fan I'm worried about.
There! What did I tell you?
Thanks, Zelda! You're a real pal! I wanna go off the lot at once! She ain't gonna be my voice! Zelda told me everything!
Thanks, Zelda. You're a real pal.
Anytime, Dan.
Look, Don and I.
Don! Don't you dare call him Don! I was calling him Don before you were born! You were kissing him!
I was kissing her! I happened to be in love with her.
That's ridiculous! Everybody knows you're in love with me!
Now look, Lena. Try and understand this. I'm going to marry her.
She ain't the marrying kind. She's a flirt trying to get ahead by using you. Well, I'll put a stop to that. I'm going to go up and see Aleph right now.
A little late. His picture's finished. If she wanted that, you'd be finished too.
As far as I can see, she's the only one who's finished. Who'll hear of her?
Everybody. Why do you think Zelda's in such sweat? Casey nearly stole the picture from her.
She's only doing a favor in the dancing cavalier.
And she's getting full screen credit for it, too.
It's all say on the screen that I don't talk and sing for myself.
Of course, what do you sing?
They can't do
it's
that.
It's already done.
There's a whole publicity campaign planned.
Publicity? They can't make a fool out of me. They can't make a laughing stock out of Lena Lamont. What do you think I am, dumb or something? I make more money than... Calvin College, put together!
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Movies contain what we cherish. Take your note for Action English.
Good evening, my dear audience. Welcome to Action Frames.
Me, Charlotte, together with Surprise, is gonna bring you some new words and phrases.
But unfortunately, from a pretty old movie, which was produced in 1952.
Well, even older than those in Taxi Driver we mentioned last time.
Do you still remember that? Let's review a bit together.
Moonlighting, 兼职, dig up dirt on somebody, 挖出某人的丑闻.
Square, 死板, beat head, 打架。
Now take out your notebook and start our new romantic trip in an old movie.
Last call, last call. All the passengers, please get on the car.
Haha, make them laugh, make them laugh. Our trip is going to start.
You red hot patch, J. Cumberland Spenville III, that well-known eligible bachelor.
这是开场时主持人的一段红毯嘉宾介绍。
他的新欢坎布兰史班佐三世，知名的单身贵族。
注意到里面的 red hot patch 这个词了吗？在这里译为新欢。
词典里面 red hot 解释为 characterized by intense excitement, enthusiasm or passion.
And patch here as a slang means an infatuation for another person.
不过在 Urban Dictionary 里面有一条解释为 from Northeast England for passion.Used when someone is over emotional, either excited, or even used sarcastically when someone is very angry.
总之两个很热情的词合起来便构成了新欢的意思。比如 ,It seems that we got new red hot patch. I saw you guys walking hand in hand.
嘿嘿嘿，别瞎说，我可是一个 ineligible bachelor.
就你还是单身贵族，应该是单身狗吗？
嘿，人间不拆嘛，最可怜的难道不是我连 bachelor 都还没有拿到吗？
别以为我不知道 bachelor 既有学士的意思，也有单身汉的意思。
好好好，单身不能怪我呀， bachelor 就是单身汉啊。
行吧。Keep being an eligible bachelor yourself. I'm going to find my red hot patch.
Well, baby, I never did stop it from going.
Look, Lena, you shouldn't believe all that banana oil that Dora Bailey and the columnists dish out.
Banana oil? 香蕉油？这什么鬼啊？
这你就不知道了吧。Banana oil 其实是花言巧语的意思。Urban Dictionary 里的解释是In censors or nonsense speech, this term is an example of 1920s American slang. 但同时要注意的是这个词语前面标了 archaic, 即表示现在这个俗语已经不常用了。
喂，不常用了你还告诉我干嘛呢？
这个嘛，你还是可以用来显示一下你对经典俗语的了解嘛。再说这个词多有意思啊，香蕉油表示花言巧语。
Fine, fine, 好吧。You poured banana oil in my ear, telling me flattery sweet lies to lure me using this phrase.
诶，你说我花言巧语，用甜蜜的谎言哄骗你用这个俗语，我才没有呢。
Really? 啊，嗯嗯，对了，你还要留着你的 banana oil to 哄骗你的 red hot patch 呢。
哦，你可别 dish out this line。
对。Dish out 在原声中是散布谣言的意思，字典中解释为 slang to gossip about。
这个 dish out 和 banana oil 一样，都很形象生动呢。
就像上菜一样，把谣言散发出去。
你把我都说饿了，不如我们来听一段有关食物的原声。
I'm such a ham. I guess I'm not able to without the proper setting.
Dawn 跟 Cassidy 告白是因为紧张的说不出话来，于是他说：“我真是过度表演的演员，不在适当的布景下说不出话来。”
咦，嗯，说好的食物呢？吃骗期货是不可原谅的。
有食物啊 ，I'm such a ham, ham, ham， 火腿还不算食物吗？
这是假火腿。Ham 在这里的意思是 an actor or performer who overreacts， 也就是演技浮夸的蹩脚演员的意思。
他们初次相遇的时候 Cassie Seldon 评价 Don Lockwood You're nothing but the shadow of a movie You're not flesh and blood 还说 Pantomime is an acting
Don 还因为他的评价可伤心了呢
诶但是你不觉得是有点像霸道总裁之类的情节呢就像这样你居然拒绝我很好你成功引起了我的注意
You're such a hum
现学现卖
还不是因为你演技太浮夸该配合你演出的我也视而不见
说你好像不浮夸一样
好吧那让我们来听听更浮夸的演技吧
boy. She ain't the marrying kind. She's just a flirt trying to get ahead by using you. Well, I'll put a stop to that.
Linda 发现 Kathy 为她配音还和 Don 那么亲密时，她气炸了，试图劝告并说，傻小子，他并不是想和你结婚，他只是想利用你达到他的目的罢了，我必须阻止这件事。
到底究竟是谁真的想要利用唐，大家看得一清二楚。
我相信眼睛雪亮的群众也看到了，在这一句中 Lena 评价 Cathy 时，她说她是一个 flirt。
flirt 有调情的意思，作为名词也有卖弄风骚的人的意思。
a person who acts flirtatiously。
反正 Lena 狗嘴吐不出象牙，像我这种单身贵族 eligible bachelor 就不会随便叫人 flirt。
得了吧你，我们一起来复习一下今天的词汇吧。 Red hot patch 新婚， eligible bachelor 单身贵族，
banana oil 花言巧语， dish out 散布谣言，
harm 演技浮夸的蹩脚演员， flirt 卖弄风骚的人。
大家都记下来了吗？我们下期再见了。
See you, stay tuned。
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi everyone, welcome to TikTok Talk. Your dearest friend Apollo is back.
It's quite funny how they named the part initially TikTok Talk. Sounds like something we used to fill the time.
Why don't we change it to Tea Time Talk? Still TTT, but sounds more serious and aristocratic.
Every time, it becomes a waste of time because of your nonsense talks. I can let it happen today, now that we have a movie which has so much to talk about.
Such as?
The movie itself.Don't know if you've noted that seeing the rain has many similarities with the artist. The stories happen the same period in the 1920s. The heroes have the same occupation as actors, who have all faced with challenges when the mainstream entertaining turned from silent movies to talkies.
Except they dealt with this transition differently, which leads to different situations.Though Singing in the Rain expresses a satire to Hollywood film producing system, it's still a musical movie filled with optimism. The artist, however, was made to introspect what we have lost during the progress of technology. Almost everyone cries over it.
But Singing in the Rain, well, I have watched it more than 5 times, yet every time I can't help laughing out loud.By the way, may I add another similarity between the two movies? The leading actors can dance all unbelievably well.
They all obtained great reputation after the two movies. Bernice Bejor and Ron Dujardin both won the first Oscar for their emotional and touching performance in The Artist. And Singing in the Rain has led Debbie Reynolds, by the time only 19 years old, to a bright future in Hollywood.
It was said that Dush was not a professional dancer.She was one of few girls who can catch up with Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor's steps.
That's one of the reasons why I like musical movies. You know, the only way to act them well is to perform your best and show all your skills, not only dancing and singing, but also acting. Everything we see is real. Any actor with only a pretty face would meet his failure eventually, like Lena Dunham.
I couldn't agree more.But the transition from silent movies to talkies was really a cruel process. Actors who failed to transform were quickly forgotten by the audience, who were disappointed to find that their favorite sweethearts better remain silent. So many of them ended up miserably. Some even committed suicide.
But there was one miracle, Greta Garbo. Her voice didn't sound sweet at all, though she had a beauty which had got no parallel.Producers of Mature Golden Maid were so afraid that the audience wouldn't like her when she talks, but it proved that they adored Garbo even more.
Well, I guess it's because she's Garbo, the Swedish queen of scream. Unlike many other actresses, she never cared to act like a sweet and innocent girl.
Her screen images were usually smart, mature, and elegant. So her low voice actually added her unique charm.
I can never forget her famous line, I need to be alone.
A secret about Garble. She was once the idol of Adolf Hitler, and she even thought about assassinating him.
Question, if this is secret, how would you know?
It's a secret, so I won't tell you more details.
Speak of silent movies, I don't really know many of them. Did anyone of you watch them?
As a fan of Hollywood's golden age, I can introduce you, son.
You really are a fan of many things, don't you?
Let her proceed, Priscilla. Light, camera, microphone, ready. Now, tell us your story.
Come on, I'm just a fan of film and happen to have watched many different types of them. What's the big deal?
All right, I'll start a performance.
If you are a fan of Hitchcock, you can try The Lodger. It's a story based on the real case of Jack and Ripper. The hero of the film was a lodger, an ordinary family with a daughter and her parents. Many clues suggest that he was a special bond to the criminal. And well...
Is he the criminal, really?
No, never ask such questions. Suspense is the whole point of movies like this.
Oh, sorry, my fault. Please go on.
I must admit others are all starred by Garble. Don't know if you are interested, there's one called The Mysterious Lady, which has exquisite background music through the whole movie in which Garble played a spy. It is a pity that the movie is too old, which makes it impossible to find the soundtrack.
Which leaves us no other choices but to watch movies personally.
We must admit that silent movies remind us of the most essential part of a movie is its picture instead of dialogue. They tell stories in the simplest way by using visual images, which makes every line important and touching.
But we also need to remember that movie industry always develops itself with the progress of science and technology. It represents the future, like La La Land wouldn't bring back people's passion for jazz, the artist wouldn't bring back silent movie.
All we can do is to honor all the works of the great artists in the past, and to treasure what have been granted to us.
Hard to believe one day we finally have this kind of conversation with such great meaning.
Just keep it to ourselves. See you next time.
Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear audience. Welcome to our gramophone. I'm Joyce. Today, I'd like to ask you a question. Do you like musicals? People singing and dancing along the whole movie often repels me, but Singing in the Rain is a surprise beyond my imagination. Singing in the Rain was originally conceived by MGM producer Arthur Freed, and all songs have lyrics from Freed and music from Nathaniel Herb Brown, such as Singing in the Rain, Make Me Love, All I Do Is Dream of You, and so forth. Well, let's get started. Stepping out of the door, though it's raining, he just sings through the rain. Who'd need an umbrella when he's in love with someone and act like he's never ever been in love before? Gene Kelly has won an Oscar because of his wonderful performance in this movie, and marvelous dance proved he did a great job, and this, of course, is a classic scene of movie history. Everyone is familiar with this classic Singing in the Rain sequence. Besides this, watch the flying feet of O'Connor and Kelly in the feet as a fiddle number. It doesn't get much better than this. Donald O'Connor's historical Make Me Love number is probably the funniest musical 3 minutes on film. Even a Broadway ballet is a kaleidoscope of color and movement, with a minimum of the highbrow balletic choreography found in a later An American in Paris. Not only that, but there's not a more romantic scene in all of filmdom that can compare with Reynolds and Kelly dancing to You Were Mean to Me. Their side-by-side tap dancing says more about how they feel about each other than pages and pages of dialogue.
I'm dancing and singing in the rain.
Here is the music, Broadway Ballet. It's a surrealistic extravaganza filled with magic, huge cast, spectacular use of light, color, costumes, and sets, plus a marvelous ballet danced by Kelly and Sid Charism. Speechless as I am, it's breathtaking. Lots of Hollywood lore retold in this film.In a few years, Cosmo and I embarked on a dance concert tour. We played the finest symphonic halls in the country, fit as a fiddle and ready for love. I can jump over the moon up above, fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Haven't a worry, haven't a care, feel like a feather that's floating on air. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love.Soon the church bells will be ringing, and a march with Ma and Pa. All the church bells will be ringing with a hey nanny nanny and a hot cha-cha. Hi diddle diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, I'm happy to say. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love, audiences everywhere adored us. Well, we hope you a good night.That's all for today's Action Frames. This is Joyce. Goodbye.
Cast for today. Producer,
彭敬贤 Elva.
Anchor,
葛嘉诚 Jake.
吴希远 Apollo.
Journalist,
廖安然 Charlotte.
许和芳 Echo.
苏林涵 Helen.
吕月萌 Joyce.
周佳怡 Priscilla.
罗韵佳 Rebecca.
王金喜 Surprise.
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。